There is only one congressional district in Washington state that's considered a true battleground between Democrats and Republicans, and that is the 1st Congressional District. It extends from the Seattle suburbs up to the Canadian border. The district was recently redrawn to include an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. For the past 2 years, it's been a Democrat holding the seat, freshman Susan DelBene, former Microsoft executive. Well, she's being challenged now by a former Microsoft engineer, the Republican Pedro Celis. KUOW's Deborah Wong has profiles of both candidates, beginning with Susan DelBene.
Susan DelBene first ran for the 1st District seat in 2012. Back then, she was one of 7 people competing for the job. She had never served in elected office, and she wasn't the best-known candidate. So her campaign ran this TV ad.
It's Susan DelBene!
Susan DelBene!
Susan DelBene!
You might remember it. Now, DelBene has been in office for 2 years.
Hi, may I speak with Linda, please?
She's sitting at a long table at her campaign headquarters in Bothell, an old-fashioned flip phone pressed to her ear.
Hi, Linda. It's Congresswoman Susan DelBene. How are you? Thank you. I appreciate it.
And when she talks to voters, she says it's an entirely different conversation from the last time around.
I've had more of an interaction with a lot of folks, and so when we call, they, you know, might have questions for me, particularly on policy or issues that they care about, and they know who I am.
That's a good thing for a freshman member of Congress. And it might be true in part because DelBene's first term has been an eventful one. There was the 2-week-long government shutdown. There was the disastrous launch of Obamacare. Another DelBene, her husband Kurt, was tapped by President Obama to fix the website healthcare.gov. And there were 2 major disasters that hit the 1st District. First, the collapse of the I-5 bridge over the Skagit River.
A massive wall of mud and debris slams into half a dozen homes.
Then, the mudslide in the town of Oso, which killed a total of 43 people. DelBene happened to be in the district when the mudslide hit and was there within hours.
You know, this was a heartbreaking and devastating disaster. And for folks who haven't seen what had happened up there, I think pictures really didn't show the situation really on the scale that you would see if you go up there. Even if you drive up there now and haven't been there before, you can really see the true devastation that's happened, and it was truly heartbreaking.
DelBene's presence was noted by Snohomish County Emergency Management Director John Pennington.
She showed up with us from the very beginning, and she actually did not leave my side. And she was running to get me water, she was running to get sandwiches, making inquiries, and using that political clout for all the right reasons.
DelBene worked with the rest of the state's congressional delegation to get emergency federal money for both the I-5 bridge and Oso. In her first term, she says, she's also worked successfully with leaders of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to get legislation passed. She serves on the House Agriculture Committee, which earlier this year passed a $1 trillion farm bill.
Probably the best farm bill we've ever had for Washington State farmers, for specialty crops, fruits and vegetables, dairy farmers, and organics. That was an important piece of legislation that has passed in this Congress.
DelBene also worked with conservative Republican Representative Jim Sensenbrenner on a bill to rein in government surveillance of American citizens. But Republicans here say DelBene's bipartisan efforts are just window dressing. They say she's a reliable supporter of the Democratic leadership, voting with her party 94% of the time. And they question whether she really does have all that much name recognition or support in the 1st District. Gray Delaney is communications director for Republican challenger Pedro Celis.
This is a swing district. In 2012, 3 statewide Republican candidates won the 1st District. If we can drive the vote out, we have a very good chance. I mean, there's some unrest, and people are very antsy over the state of the economy, the national debt, the unemployment. The real unemployment is over 12%. Too often that number is not reported. So, we've got some major changes, and people are looking for a different direction.
In fact, even the Democratic Party acknowledges DelBene is vulnerable. The Democratic National Campaign Committee has made her a member of its Frontline program. That's meant to help get vulnerable Democratic incumbents reelected. Her challenger, Pedro Celis, had a weak showing in the primary, winning just 16% of the vote. But in recent days, Celis's campaign polls show him within 9 percentage points of DelBene. DelBene's campaign strategist, Sandeep Kaushik, says there's always concern that voters are just plain mad at Congress and at incumbents, and that DelBene might suffer from that. But, he says,
our campaign is in a good position because Susan does have a track record of very concrete things she's been able to accomplish despite all of that hyper-partisanship. And so we have a story to tell about her actions and her performance and what she's done over the last 2 years that also helped sort of differentiate and kind of take us out of the context of that sort of negative perceptions of what's going on in D.C.
The other advantage Del Bene has is money. She's raised almost $2.2 million this cycle, far more than Celis. Del Bene is one of the wealthiest members of Congress, and in 2012, she put $2.8 million of her own money into her campaign. She has not made any contributions yet this year, but she hasn't decided whether she'll do so before Election Day. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.
Microsoft figures prominently in the 1st District congressional race this year. Democrat and former Microsoft executive Susan Del Bene is serving her first term in office. She's being challenged by a former Microsoft engineer, Republican Pedro Celis. The 1st District is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, and Republicans think Del Bene is vulnerable. But Celis will have to work to overcome a poor showing in the primary. In the second of two stories on the 1st Congressional District race, KUOW reporter Deborah Wong has this profile of the Republican, Pedro Celis.
For newcomer Pedro Celis, campaigning often means just getting out and introducing himself.
I live in Redmond.
At an apple orchard in Sultan, he's meeting with local farmers over hot dogs and burgers. It's the first time many have ever heard his name.
And I'm running to preserve the American dream.
Celis is a first-generation immigrant from Mexico. He was a professor of computer science before moving to Microsoft, where he served as a chief technology officer and held the title of distinguished engineer. Representative Susan Del Bene was also high up in the company, but if this were a race about who did better at Microsoft, Celis says he would win hands down.
I hate to brag. I worked in some of the most successful products in the company. She didn't.
Del Bene was a vice president of Windows Mobile. Celis is running for Congress as a fiscal conservative. He says he wants smaller government, less regulation, and he wants to tackle the nation's $18 trillion debt.
I believe that, you know, the government needs to live within its means. There are all kinds of spending that the government has a hard time figuring out what not to spend, because pretty much for every argument, there's a compelling argument that, you know, the government should invest in that. But there's no forcing function that says, okay, yes, but instead of what?
Celis says the way to force the government to cut is to pass a balanced budget amendment. Celis is also conservative on social issues. He voted against the same-sex marriage initiative in Washington state. He opposes abortion and federal funding for abortion. He applauded the Supreme Court's recent decision to allow Hobby Lobby to deny contraceptive coverage in its health care plans. He called that a victory for the First Amendment. And then there's the question of immigration reform.
Immigration, everywhere I go, it comes up. It's because of this charming accent that I have.
Celis calls himself an immigrant success story. He was a big supporter of the state's version of the DREAM Act, which extends financial aid to undocumented immigrant students. But nationally, he embraces the Republican Party's position on immigration. He says no discussion of immigration reform should happen before the nation's borders are first secured. And he opposes giving citizenship to the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants.
At the same time, you don't want to reward that behavior and give them citizenship. You know, you don't want to put them in the carpool lane, I say sometimes. They get ahead of everybody else that has been following the rules.
But Susan Del Bene's campaign says that's a reversal from what Celis once said. Back in 2006, he was chairman of the Republican National Hispanic Assembly, and he was quoted as supporting comprehensive immigration reform. That's legislation which includes what the Republicans call amnesty and what the Democrats call a path to citizenship. Here's Sandeep Kaushik, a consultant for Del Bene's campaign.
He's done a 180 on immigration in this campaign. He's sort of using that kind of hot conservative language about, you know, amnesty and this and that, and all that kind of stuff. Total reversal, total flip.
And Kaushik says the change comes courtesy of two guys named Zach Worrell and Gray Delaney. They were the team that orchestrated the surprise defeat of Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in Virginia. Cantor lost his primary race to Tea Party candidate David Brat. Kaushik says Worrell and Delaney were brought in to make Celis more palatable to the right wing of the Republican Party. Worrell calls that claim offensive.
My reaction is, I was brought in to win. I was not brought in to change who Pedro is or what he believes in. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I hope the voters can see through that.
But Celis may need all the help he can get. He barely made it through the primary, winning just 16% of the vote. Celis also lags far behind incumbent Del Bene in campaign cash. He's raised around $600,000. Del Bene has raised close to $2.2 million. Celis's campaign team points out that a fundraising gap can be overcome. David Bratt defeated Eric Cantor with just a fraction of his funds. And Celis has embraced the idea of the underdog. His campaign slogan is "Vote for Pedro." It comes straight from the movie Napoleon Dynamite, which features an awkward Mexican-American student running for high school student body president.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Celis says the idea came about when he wore a Vote for Pedro t-shirt to a parade.
People were saying, yeah, Pedro, my wildest dream come true, and whatever. And so a lot of people in the campaign start buying the t-shirts from Amazon or whatever, right, and wearing them. And it's been a lot of fun, actually.
In the movie, Pedro is kind of a hapless character.
Yeah, that's one of the things that my wife and I were talking about. The other thing we were concerned is, you know, are you really a serious candidate? Or is this just a joke, right? In the end, we ended up starting using it, and it's been a hoot.
The movie ends with Pedro winning his long-shot race after his campaign manager busts out some dance moves and wins over the audience. Celis's campaign people say they've got some moves up their sleeves as well. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.